I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Society for the Legitimization of the Ubiquitous Gastropod has crowned Eugene's 35th slug queen, namely Queen Santa Frida Babosita, known in other roles as Mija Andrade. She's defeated other contestants, including a cat this year, in the fierce competition that included the usual test of talents, bribes, and good causes. She's an artistically focused gastropod who's arrived at KLCC without leaving a trail of slime on the carpet. Thank you much, Mija.
You're welcome. I did my best.
Well, what do you see as the Slug Queen's role in this town?
I see the Slug Queen's role as being a creative and eclectic ambassador of Eugene, and I feel like the Queen represents that part of our community very well.
How did you come up with your moniker, Santa Frida Babosita?
Well, my full name is Santa Frida Elisa Refugio Babosita, and I'm the patron slug of arts and culture, based loosely on Frida Kahlo, one of my favorite artists, and definitely on my Mexican heritage. Elisa is actually my grandmother's name. Refugio is my great-grandmother's name. And so I definitely wanted to include them in there, as they are definitely strong influences in my life.
How do you wish to contribute to the arts and culture of this community through your role as the Slug Queen?
I'm very involved in our arts community. I love providing creative opportunities for community members to create side by side and encourage and inspire each other and express themselves. And I just really feel like this is a time where we need hope, and there's so much divisiveness, and we need something to celebrate, and I want to provide opportunities for us to celebrate each other. And I think some of the best ways to do that is through art and music and dance and poetry and food and festivities. I really also feel like art is a place where we can bring the culture that we're born into and the culture that we created as a community together.
One of the artistic organizations that you've long been involved with is the Oregon Supported Living Program and the art program for the people with developmental disabilities there. What would you like to highlight about that program in this tenure of yours?
Well, it is a very, very unique program, and it is in part because it's not just for people with disabilities. This program is open to everybody. We'll be doing a lot of what we already do, providing classes and workshops. We have a beautiful gallery. We have exhibits where we showcase not only the work that's created in our program, but where we invite community members to contribute to themed shows. We also have community venues that we showcase artwork in from our program as well. So you'll see us out in the community at different coffee shops and businesses showcasing some of the artwork that's created there. We have also a wonderful mentorship program, and so where we partner student artists in our program with professional artists in the community, and that has been an incredibly successful program. We, in the last 3 years, we've had dozens of mentorships, and they usually end up in these really beautiful, meaningful friendships between the two artists, and that is really wonderful to watch develop.
Another aspect of your passions will be represented in your focus on Centro Latino Americano. Can you explain a little bit how they factor into your role as Slug Queen?
I'm really close to my Mexican heritage. That is definitely the part of my ancestry that I resonate with the most. And I've spent the last few years taking trips to Mexico quite a bit and really wanting to reconnect with that part of my family and my heritage. And it's become a passion of mine. It's also helped me become more aware of our Latino community and what is taking place here and wanting to celebrate it. Centro Latino Americano is an organization that helps support Latino community members. I really want to make sure that their work is brought to light in our community. I want to make sure they're included in our festivities. I really have become more aware of the celebrations that happen in Mexico and really love that there is just an exuberance that takes place kind of on a daily basis there. And I want to bring more of that to our fair city and our community. that time that's taken to celebrate, you know, in the streets together and creating together, making music together, dancing together, all of these things that I see happen there so often. I want to see more of that. I feel like it's a really wonderful way to bring our community together and to raise awareness of the various cultures that we have in our town and to celebrate them.
Queen Santa Frida Babosita, also known as Mija Andrade, Eugene's 35th Slug Queen, named by the Society for the Legitimization of the Ubiquitous Gastropod in one of the city's most unique traditions. Her reign will be celebrated with the Coronation Ball Saturday, September 16th at 7 p.m. at Thinking Tree Spirits in Eugene. More information on Facebook. Also see slugqueen.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.